female murder squad officer.
Oh, I see. Ball's in my court, is it?
Flying squad reckons she's got them.
What?
Balls.
Prime Suspect. It was Britain's first crime miniseries where a woman was heading a murder investigation. It featured Helen Moon as DCI Jane Tennyson, a woman in charge in a man's world. The character was based on me, and I served as a consultant throughout the series. In 1991, when it was first broadcast, there were actually only three serving women DCIs in the Metropolitan Police.
This case is being taken over by DCI Tennyson. I know how you must all feel, but give her the best you got.
I'll give that town the best I've got, all right.
On my first day, I went there and was greeted by the senior PC and a few others who told me they weren't going to work with me because they didn't think it fair that I'd got on to the crime squad just because I was a woman, which was news to me.
When I left the police in the late 90s, the job was very different from the one I joined. By then, women were serving in most areas of policing. But joining Leicestershire Police in 1970, it was certainly different then. You expected sexist comments in the canteen. Well, not even confined to the canteen, to be frank. Also, there's no two ways about it. This was a segregated workforce. Women officers were okay for consoling a woman who just had her handbag nicked, but stay well clear if doors need bashing in, or there's a panda car chase in the offing.
What would some of our North Country bobbies give a nice hot cup of coffee? And with a charming lady cop to bring it along in that beautiful urn that keeps the beautiful coffee so beautifully hot.
In the post-war years, many women remained in the workforce, but largely in traditional caring roles.
These are modern day, and now the policewoman helps the man in blue to preserve law and order.
I was called everything, from tart to dyke, and when they didn't say it to my face, they scored it on the locker walls.
Part of the culture was drinking. In fact, all across the Metropolitan Police in the 1980s, the clink of glasses could be heard on a Friday afternoon. So I went along to the pub with the rest of them. But where I couldn't compete at all was when it came to getting their dicks out, because I didn't have one. And one of the clever tricks was how much loose change you could get under your foreskin.
I didn't know that that was kind of quite common because one of our guys did that trick and put £3.80 in 10p pieces down his foreskin, and that was a regular party trick.
But I do recall one night in the pub, the officer that I was with, having had too many, decided to tell me why he hated me, and he went into a long ramble about how horrible and awful I was, and then at the end of it said, "But I would still fuck you."
Yes, you really did hear that right. It's one example of how things used to be in the canteen culture.
When I joined, we didn't get the same appointments given to us as the men. You didn't get a truncheon, you didn't get handcuffs. You got a handbag. I think you were supposed to hit them around the head with the handbag if something happened. You actually could apply for handcuffs, which fitted in your handbag. And you could apply for a small truncheon, but nobody did because it was a laughing stock and people used to say, "Where do the batteries go?" You couldn't wear trousers unless it was inclement weather or a night shift. I remember an incident where I had to climb through a window of an elderly lady who was locked out and actually took my skirt in my knickers and climbed through because I wasn't allowed to wear trousers. Mm. They wouldn't let female officers, no matter what their length of service, drive the van or even be co-pilot on the van. We were in this personnel carrier when I was a newly promoted sergeant, and this female officer sat in the front seat and there was a male officer driving, and the male officer who wanted to sit in the front seat said to her, "Get out of there, no split ass sits in the front."
the things that I saw Tennyson face along the way in terms of, you know, sexism. Like, I remember going, when I was dealing with a murder, I would go to the court. Inevitably, my sergeant would be a male because there was a lot more of them. I would go to the court to speak to the barrister. Someone would say, here's the senior investigating officer, and the barrister would every time go to shake the hand of my male colleague, and they'd embarrassingly say, no, no, actually, you know, the DCI is Ms. Holland.
Welcome to Manchester. Have a good journey, Inspector.
I'm DC Jones, actually. This is Chief Inspector Tennyson.
Good morning.
So, you know, I recognised a lot of what she faced because that was very true to life in the world of the CID.
So far, we've heard from retired officers, but I'm also very interested in how things are for senior female police since I retired in the late 1990s. At Greater Manchester Police Headquarters, I met Detective Chief Inspector Debbie Dooley. At DCI, she's at the same rank that I was when I retired.
I've been mentored as I've progressed through the ranks, and I'm also a mentor to other people at the moment. Part of my portfolio is I have what we call the gender agenda issue for Greater Manchester Police's Serious Crime Division. So we've identified that there are a number of issues that predominantly affect women police officers that may not affect male police officers.
And what are they?
Such as menopause, IVF. So we have a focus group that I lead on women. It's called Women's Wellbeing Issues, and it's just making sure that our staff are supported.
So when you joined in 1995 to now 2015, what you are describing is a completely different police service to how you joined.
Oh, it is, yeah. When I joined, there was no support mechanisms, there was no mentoring. You were viewed as the probationer on the shift. And I think even in 1995, there was still an element of you were a woman, comments of you were Doris. That did go on, unfortunately, but I'm pleased to say that over my 20-year career, things have changed. We've raised everybody's awareness as to how comments like that can make people feel, and that it's not acceptable, and that we've got an equal part to play just as much as our male counterparts have.
What I laughingly refer to as the boys' toys department. I was in charge of guns and helicopters, fast cars, motorbikes, every man's dream job given to a woman. It was hilarious working with the Metropolitan Services when they say, who's your gold firearms commander? Well, that's Debbie. Who are you? You're the silver firearms commander. Yeah, I'm Wendy. And who's your bronze firearms commander? Oh, that'll be Claire. And then to look at you as if to say, but you're three girls. And you're in charge of a counter-terrorist operation. And we were good at it too. All four of the people that we were after got locked up and are now sitting in a prison somewhere, courtesy of terrorist offences.
The police service continues to be a target of constant criticism. But compared to many other male-dominated preserves, it has moved off the starting blocks much faster than others in the last 45 years. It's a slow race.